Hello, we are in the lesson on the topic of reinforcing in There Is None Else Besides Him. We are in excerpt number 13. All the material is in Sviva Tova, KabbalahGroup.info. And you can also click on the symbol in your root system. All the relevant questions will be asked throughout the lesson.
Go ahead, Moshe.
Excerpt number 13. When one overcomes all the hardships and disturbances, one is not easily repelled, but with a mighty hand. And if one overcomes even the mighty hand and does not want to move from the place of Kiddushah, holiness, whatsoever, but wants to adhere specifically to him in truth and sees that he is repelled, then one says that fury is poured out on him. Otherwise, he would be allowed inside, but because fury is poured out on him by the Creator, he is not admitted into the king's palace to adhere to him. It follows that before one wants to move from one's place and breaks in and wants to enter, it cannot be said that he feels that fury is poured out on him. Rather, after all the rejections that he is rejected, and he does not move from his place, meaning when the mighty hand and the fury poured out have already been revealed upon him, then I will be king over you comes true. This is so because only through bursting and great efforts does the kingdom of heaven become revealed to him, and he is rewarded with entering the king's palace. The Creator rejects us in all kinds of possibilities, opportunities that he arranges himself for each one and for all of us together. And that's how he arranges for us the reality of this world. Such that we need to detect behind every disturbance, behind our entire lives, really. There's none besides him, only. And in this way, we need to arrange ourselves. Meaning each and everything that comes to a person's life, small disturbances, big disturbances, from people, from nature, even the internality of his body, his health, and so on and so forth. He needs to aim everything at the Creator. He is arranging it for him, and there's none besides him. And only on this condition can he overcome all kinds of disturbances, and from within these disturbances, he sees that they are not disturbances, rather, they arrange for him the image of the Creator. And in this way, he discovers the upper force, one unique and unified, there's none else besides him, and he comes to adhesion. Hence, all of our work is specifically in growing stronger each moment, in holding on to the Creator, and the more disturbances come to us, the more we are holding on to him. Without any conditions, simply to hold on to the one source from which all the good things and bad things as one come to us. And all the confusions that we feel, they were written for us, on our souls, from the birth of Adam HaRishon. We need to go through them, go through those states in order to reach each and every one his, the correction of his personal soul. And in these corrections, where we arrange everything and relate everything to this, none else besides him, by that we return to the correction of the one soul and the one creator, who are in adhesion. That's it. I have nothing more to add. Let's continue. If there are no questions, well, there is questions. Ita 4.
Lo shomim.
Can't hear you.
Rav, mi sentite?
Oh,
grazie. Enod Mirvado è la fine oppure l'inizio del nostro lavoro?
There are none else besides him. Is it the beginning or the end of our path?
It's everything, from beginning to end. We have nothing more to do but to determine from all the states we're going through practically that we discover that there is none else besides him in each and every stage. The Creator is the one who arranges that state, and we should all connect in order to discover that he arranges that state, and inside this state that he arranges, we all connect in order to unite with him. That's our work.
Devo sforzarmi di sentirlo dentro le mie emozioni, con la mia mente, oppure...
Do I need to attempt to feel him within my feelings and reason, or do I need to relate only to the intention in all that is happening, to relate everything to there is none else besides him?
No, we need to discover him in our... in our mind, in our feelings, to such an extent that he will fill us completely. Open for him all of our feeling, all of our mind, that he will fill our brain and heart, as we say, mocha and liba. Then we can say that we reach the complete adhesion. We are the vessel in our brain and our heart, and he is the fulfillment of this vessel.
Od.
More?
Tov. Макфри.
Макфри.
Здравствуйте, Раф. Здравствуйте, товарищи. Вопрос от десятки.
Hello, Rav. Hello, friends. Question from the ten. What is the reaction of the ten in the state that a person is being poured fury on?
When the Creator treats a person badly, it's a sign that this person now has a place to correct himself in order to reveal this bad as good. Against the bad, he should feel good. And then in this way, he turns the darkness into light and the bitter into sweet.
А должен ли человек ответить тем же отношением, какое он получил от Творца?
Does a person need to return the same favor or the same attitude he gets from the Creator?
No, because we feel what we receive from the Creator in our ego, in our will to receive, in an opposite way. And as much as the Creator is relating to us in good, we will feel the opposite in our vessels of reception, the opposite. Only to the extent that we correct our vessels of reception will we feel that we are actually close to the Creator. This requires a lengthy study. Continue and you will see. PD6.
Rav,
what is the correct attitude that I need to give to the challenge that I see a friend is going? I see that he has some disturbances in the family with his health. What do I need to do? What is the right prayer?
First of all, a prayer is certain. But beyond that, it's possible to support somehow. But in such a way that you somehow wish to support him, to strengthen him. Yeah.
Your
prayer needs to be that the disturbance he's going through right now will pass, will disappear, or that he keeps a connection with the Creator, or that we keep a connection with the Creator.
We can take on, can we take on ourselves his work? Let's say, God forbid, someone is sick. So others who are healthy, they work and they provide everything to him, everything he needs in order to get well. And in general, every state, each will help his friend.
Meaning it's okay for me to pray for the Creator to take...
You can do anything. As a friend, you can do anything. You understand that what the Creator is sending,
he's
not sending it so we would cancel his decrees directly. But you can do it. Typically, a person can do it in prayer, where he asks for himself as well, for the Creator to remove his decrees. But there are other ways, more correct, let's put it this way. We wish to correct ourselves until we can see with our own eyes that these decrees have become a means for strengthening the person, for correcting the person. And it doesn't really matter what he's going through. He sees that the Creator had sent him this place from the get-go with a good and the right intention in order to grow him, to nurture him. So to ask for these decrees to be cancelled, it's not exactly correct.
There's
a hero. There's a hero of heroes who turns the evil into good. So we have to see how to work with it. But the main thing is not to disconnect from the knowledge and even the feeling, if possible, that it's all coming from above, from this knowledge besides him. But only the Creator is doing it, and not some people, although Creator is sending it through people. But everything is in, there's knowledge besides him, and that's how he needs to maintain himself more and more and more. Together with that, to take care of all these problems through doctors, through courthouses. But this is all because that's how it's customary in our world, which is something the Creator also had arranged and set up. But our work is to connect with him above all the disturbances that he is sending.
Rav, how to move from there is another else besides him when there is feeling that we're kind of holding on to it, to the good that does good?
the disturbances, as they may appear to the friend, that they are for his benefit or for my benefit or for the benefit of the connection between us.
After we unite around all kinds of actions the Creator has dropped on us and we come to a state where we truly unite, then this unity of ours, our connection, needs to bring us closer to the Creator. And then we necessarily see that there is none besides him. He's the good who does good. He did, he's doing, he will do all the deeds, and so on and so forth. Okay?
Tov, Kav Yusevan.
Kirov, this is something I feel, and I just want to know if it's correct or not. You know, I don't even know if it's a question, but I'm going to try. Can I think of there's no one else besides him as the prayer and the good that does only good as my gratitude?
Ken, כך אפשר להגיד.
Yes, you can say that.
טוב, אין לנו יותר שאלות בזה.
Okay, no more questions. Oh, PT 35.
תודה רבה, רב. רב, מה זה בעצם שהבורא?
Thank you, רב. What does it mean that the Creator in each state and state wants to strengthen us? What is the strengthening he wants to take us through?
In each moment in our lives, we receive directed influence from the Creator, which is in this entire general force in which we exist. Sometimes we pay attention to it, sometimes we don't, because we are inside the ego, who is the opposite of the Creator. So he turns off the influences of the Creator. And through these two forces, we develop the greater the ego. We need to awaken the Creator to influence us with a greater force. And that's how we move between, let's say, plus and minus. That's it. So our work is constantly not to forget that there is none besides him, the good who does good, and that we can be near him to the extent that we connect between us, unify our forces, where all of us are in opposition, but between us we try to be in connection. And that's how we can approach him. Unless you approach the ten, enter the ten, there's no way for you to do anything in relation to approaching the Creator. That's why it says either connection or death. Either you connect or you die. Until we hear it and we keep it, a long time passes. There are many people who enter the wisdom of Kabbalah. They learn, they study, and they wait for some conclusion, a result. But the result can be not from learning or hearing, but from connecting with others. This is the crux of the matter. It takes many years before a person hears or doesn't hear, reaches despair, and looks for other things until he is ready to run away. And nevertheless, he has some help from above that keeps him here. He comes closer to the friends and he begins to feel that the Creator is specifically in the connection between people. And you need many years and a great deal of patience for it.
French.
Vera Vrim. Comment il n'y a rien hormis lui influence-t-il l'écran
et quel est l'impact que cela produit dans la dizaine.
Toda. Yaakov, lo shomea.
Yaakov, can't hear you.
Maybe in English, Rav.
How does there is no one else beside him influence the screen?
How does no one else besides him influence the screen? By trying to come closer to one another in order to discover that there is no one else besides him, which is the force of bestowal and love, and for that to dwell among us. By that, the screen is arranged between us. The force of the Creator Himself, that is the screen.
Moscow 7.
Здравствуйте, Рав. Два вопроса, если позволите, записал сегодня.
Hello, Rav. Two questions, if I may.
Есть герои из героев.
I wrote down that you said that there is a hero of heroes that turns the bad to good. Who's connecting to the friends as the hero of heroes?
I know such a strong guy. His name is Denis. From Moscow 7, I think. Who's capable of it? He's a regular guy, but when he overcomes all the disturbances and he stays on the path, and he doesn't believe his ego that tells him, come, let's go deal with something else. Rather, he understands that here he's working on probably the most important thing in reality. They bring him to the center of the universe, let's say, corporeal and spiritual, and that he has a chance, not merely a chance, but a promise that if he continues, he will come to eventually reveal the central force that is operating in nature. So he persists and he stays and eventually he makes it. And whatever he doesn't finish in this lifetime, he continues in the next. And this is called the progression of the generations, and that's how he advances.
Rav, and the second question. You mentioned now about patience, and I wrote that the Creator is in the connection between people, but it takes many years and patience to understand it and feel it. On one hand, we have to be patient, and on the other hand, the road is long. It takes a lot of time, and then it takes the Savior is in a bit of an eye.
Look, you didn't come to university in some abridged course. You came here to arrange your life, where throughout your lifetime you are advancing towards the upper force. And that's why this path is not that it's long, it's never ending. It's never ending. We're obligated to continue on it until the end of life and afterwards as well. You'll see how you continue, in what way. So a person has to become accustomed that, well, in the beginning, you shouldn't say to beginners, but in truth, we enter into this business that will raise you to the top of the world, the upper force that is managing the world, and you need to connect to it and constantly come closer to him.
Unity 3.
Можно ли сказать сегодня, что задача десятки — подвести каждого к состоянию раскрытия?
Is it possible to say today that the purpose of the ten is to reach each to the revelation of the Creator? Yes, we've been saying that for a long time now. Tel Aviv 1.
Boker Tov, Rav.
Good morning, Rav. In each state, a person wants to progress and cleave to the Creator and feels that he is being stopped or blocked. It means the fury is poured onto him. Is it an obligating sign before cleaving to the Creator? Yes. The fact that the Creator rejects those whom the Creator loves, he will rebuke. In other words, the closer a person gets, the more rejections and obstacles he will feel. Meaning the moment we feel blows and disturbances, corporeal and spiritual, we need to receive it with joy. We need, where it says that we need, but nevertheless we need to try and understand that it all comes from there is none else besides him. There is no other source outside of the Creator in reality, and it all comes from him. Although it's clothed by different people, different instances, so on and so forth, but through them we need to be aimed at the Creator. And to try and be in adhesion to him, in spite of everything that we feel.
P31.
Why is it success? And success to relate it to Enod Milvado, there is another besides them. What is the correction here?
When you adhere to there is none else besides him, you are aimed at there's no one besides him, although all the forces that are working on you wish to disconnect you from it. The forces that wish to disconnect you are egoistic. And the force that you are exerting to remain connected to there's no one besides him, this is the altruistic force, bestowal. And that's how you build your screen above the coarseness. If I want to show example to the friend, each friend wants to show an example that he is successful in being in there is none else besides him. How do you show the example? How do you show such example? We simply learn all kinds of articles by Baal HaSulam, including the verses that we read today. This is one thing. And the other thing is that we give practical examples. So another person can see how this person comes every morning to the lesson and he tries above all his states. You have to show it behaviorally.
PT3.
Thank you. If I can explain the sentence that a person doesn't want to move from his place and yet he wishes to break through, it doesn't mean that fury is poured onto him.
That a person that even though he received many disturbances and from all kinds of instances in his life, all kinds of thoughts and actions come seemingly against him, trying to move him from this one line in life. He does not budge. He continues. And by that, he triumphs.
So what is that same desire to enter?
That despite the greatest disturbances, he continues on the path.
He stands and doesn't want to move?
Yeah, he resists all the disturbances and he nevertheless continues on this path.
ומה זה רוצה להתפרץ ולהיכנס?
לקדושה. לאלמנת להשפיע.
He wants to enter holiness in order to bestow connection. In spite of all the conditions that he receives against it.
So the inner direction of a person should be for progress, or is to stand against all the obstacles, or is he fighting against them?
The person's inner inclination has to be in order to continue on the path straight to the Creator, and not let the Creator leave the person's field of vision.
Beseder, H. Eser.
No, אבי, לא שומעים אותך.
יש בעיה אחת בשבילי עם מה ש...
I have one problem with what the friend asked and you answered.
חבר בקבוצה.
There is a friend in the group that I am very jealous of. He doesn't miss anything. There is nothing that he's missing. He does everything. Above and beyond. I can say his name, Omri. And I can't get over my envy of him. Does it not allow me to...
Look, in the writings of Baal Sulam and Rabash, mostly Rabash, how to relate to such instances? I think you know how to read. Internet.
From Kabi 9, it is said in excerpt 13 that only through great effort he is allowed to enter to the palace of the king. How do we reach such level of effort?
As much as the Creator will show that He's disturbing you, He doesn't let you in through these powerful, significant disturbances, and you do not accept them as something that contradicts the path, but instead you continue and you break in more and more in order to continue. You disagree with the disturbances. Then eventually you succeed.
Lo shomim.
Can't hear you.
Me akin mi Turkey 2.
From Turkey 2. When difficulties arise, I find myself being impatient, and the question is, how can I act actively?
To be patient doesn't mean that I stop struggling with something and continuing as before, and I go back and I fall asleep. Patience means that even though all kinds of disturbances come to me, I continue systematically and I go towards that same goal, but I'm not letting go of my work, even for a minute.
Francis Mikabutasha.
Kabu 9. What is the mighty hand in the work and how can one overcome it?
Only with the help of a group. Only with the help of a group. Don't think that alone he can truly break any of the forces along the way. That's our problem. We're looking for the strength, for the forces to continue and to rise and to approach the goal of spirituality. We're looking for those forces in us. And they don't exist in us. They're all broken. But when I wish to connect with someone, out of no choice, I connect to him. I annul my ego to some extent. I lower my head. because I want to receive some power and support from the friend, specifically when I do that, in order to connect to him. And I connect with him to some extent. This is the common force with which I enter spirituality.
Hala.
Next.
Last question from Siberia. What is the uniqueness of the strengthening in their sandals besides them in the states of laziness? How to relate it as a obstacle?
Yeah, laziness and slumber are great disturbances, and it's very difficult to work against them because they are passive disturbances. We don't recognize an enemy before us. It's true. And it's tough. It's tough what to do. Accustom oneself to work at a pace, not too high of a pace because it's too tough. We won't have the energy for it. But continuous.
Latin 11.
Querido Rav, corríjame por favor si es que estoy percibiendo.
Dear Rav, correct me.
Si llega a mí un disturbio,
if I don't understand correctly,
es ahí donde yo,
but if I see in front of me an obstacle,
y expresar, no hay nada más que,
is that where I have the opportunity to clarify and express there is nothing else besides him in the process of Tzimtzum, Masach, and returning light? Is the alternative to be in confusion? But if I grasp onto the Rizanos besides him through the screen, as you explained,
el Masach es la cualidad de elegir y la luz que reforma.
That you've said a few times, the opportunity to choose the light that returns, is that the point that gives me an opportunity to scrutinize?
Correct. Correct. Next time, try to speak shortly. Moshe.
Excerpt 14. When a person introspects and feels his poor state, he awakens to return to the Creator and pours out his prayer in great longing to adhere to the Creator. He thinks that all those prayers and all that awakening are by his own power. He sits and awaits the Creator's salvation, small or great. And when time passes, he sees no sign of welcome from the Creator. He falls into despair because the Creator does not want him, since after all this longing, he does not turn to him at all. It is written about this: seek the Lord while he is found. That is, when the Creator presents himself to you for asking, then you will necessarily seek him too, for it is a man's way to move first. In other words, the Creator first gives you the heart to seek him. When you know this, you will certainly grow stronger, as strong as you can ask. For the King is calling you.
Questions? Read it again, Moshe.
When a person introspects and feels his poor state, he awakens to return to the Creator and pours out his prayer in great longing to adhere to the Creator. He thinks that all those prayers and all that awakening are by his own power. He sits and awaits the Creator's salvation, small or great. One time passes and he sees no sign of welcome from the Creator. He falls into despair because the Creator does not want him. Since after all this longing, he does not turn to him at all. It is written about this, seek the Lord while he is found. That is when the Creator presents himself to you for asking, then you will necessarily seek him too. For it is man's way to move first. In other words, the Creator first gives you the heart to seek him. When you know this, you will certainly grow stronger, as strong as you can, for the King is calling you.
Turkey 4.
Good morning.
Morning.
What does it mean, seek the Lord while he is found?
How to explain it?
He
says about it. Demand the Creator throughout all the states where you seemingly can't see him and are not connected to him and it's not so clear that he is arranging everything for you.
Yes, but I also feel that there are some signs given from above and some chances are given to us. But I also feel that I don't have enough I don't have enough inner forces to scrutinize the signs that are given from me above. So how should I move? I know there are
The Creator is playing with you according to your state and according to His general plan. And that's how He awakens you. That's it. But the main thing is to hold it. If the Creator is still within your field of vision, even to a small extent, then grab Him, grab hold of Him and demand Him. That's what this verse is saying.
So basically, Rav, you are telling that Creator gives an awakening to our heart and we grab on that awakening and we turn Him with prayer.
Yes, and the Creator, this is called concealed God, or my beloved is like a deer or a gazelle that constantly is constantly playing with us this game. It's revealed and then it's concealed, revealed and concealed. And we need to be awakened and sensitive enough, subtle enough in order to see these things and that they exist in each and every moment. Then we'll advance faster from one state to another. Thank you, Rav. Good morning. In this excerpt, there is two parts of connection with the Creator. One, that the person doesn't feel connected, and the other, that he is connected. What is the difference between two? Because I see that in the first one, it says that he thinks on his own. But is there another connection?
העניין הוא כך, יש דבר והיפוכו. ברגע שאני מרגיש שייכות לבורא, אז אני מרגיש שייכות, זה יכול לקרר אותי. ברגע
שאני... I feel belonging, it can cool me off. But once the creator is moving away, I want to chase him and hold on to him. So try, it says, demand, call on the creator when he's close. That's the main thing. Seek the Lord while he is found. In each and every state, we need to discover him, how much he is and in what way he is concealed.
Good morning, Rav. How do I, with the challenges and the obstacles, will give my ten the feeling that these are all of ours, all of our challenges? How do I allow him to feel that this is also my obstacle? Well, for this we need to be closer to one another, even discuss, study, that the Creator influences us, bestows us with a mutual cloud. It's called the field that is blessed, that the Creator has blessed. And this is how we progress. It all depends on the connection, the mutual connection between us. That is the most important connection. More important, the field that connects between us in the group, than having in the group a person that is very high, sensitive, and comes close to spirituality, or is in spirituality. The main thing is the collective force, it's the field. And especially since today we are in the general correction, the last generation.
Merkaz one. Question from a friend in the 10. I feel that the passage of time between the number of longings keeps growing the more our exertion grows. Is this a way to measure the quality of the exertion?
This we cannot measure. That we begin to approach correction, revelation, then we'll understand. We can say one thing. As much as I hold on to the path without letting go, despite the ups and downs, ascents and descents, and the disturbances, that can give me a measure of the quality of my effort. Okay? Eta 4.
Grazie, Rav. Qual è il risultato di aderire al Borè attraverso la decisione?
What is the result of adhesion in the Creator through the Ten?
Gilui a Borè.
Revelation of the Creator.
Tikkun.
Revelation of the soul. Correction of the soul.
Zo.
Grazie.
Tov.
That's it.
אני גם כן בכלל לא הבנתי את השאלה איך יכול להיות תיקון.
I didn't quite understand the question. How can there be correction without connection in the group? Me, together with a creator, one-on-one, we can't correct anything. What will I give him? I have to present before him a vessel, a kli. A kli is not me. It's the connection between me and the friends, against the separation between us. And if still we want to overcome, then we have coarseness. If we want to overcome, then we have purity. If we want to approach the Creator and resemble Him in it, then we have a connection, and then He fills our vessel.
Тбилиси.
Тбилиси.
Зураб, микрофон открой, Зураб.
Бокер Тов, Рав, Бокер Тов, мировой кли.
Morning, Rav, world
кли. Надо внутри десятки, внутри группы. И
we have to search within the 10, within the group, and discover him between us.
Главное раскрыть его среди нас, да?
Конечно. Of course. Между товарищами. And what's important is to reveal him between us. The Creator reveals between the friends.
Holland One.
Holland One.
Yes, thank you, Rav. A question about the excerpt. In the middle of the excerpt, it is written that a person falls into despair because he feels that the Creator doesn't want him, because he did not turn to him. But is this actually not like a moment or an opening for a person to go above reason, to really implement faith above reason?
Is this an opportunity for a friend, for a person to do go faith above reason? No. Here there is a work of a person. Here he erases his attitude towards the creation. He wants in the adhesion of everything. It's as if he doesn't come to correct the Creator. Thank you, Rav. Good morning. If the Creator precedes everything, what does it mean awakening from below? We raise it above for the Creator to correct it. How do you do this search? What do you mean, this search? We try to connect more and more. We feel that there is a deficiency of connection. And we ask of the Creator to give us connection. What is the problem? Try to approach Him in a more practical way. That's exactly the question. I at least feel that during the day I have these parts, portions that where I feel an awakening, and all the rest is not an awakening. It's the same frequency. You always need to be with the excerpts in front of you and interpret them deeper and deeper. In this, you will attract the light that reforms, and it will advance you. Almata one.
Спасибо, учителя. Раф, вот простите, что я так беру этот пример, но вот действительно творец как
который убегает постоянно. The creator is like a gazelle or a deer that's constantly running away from us, and I'm trying to feed it, to pet him, to tie him.
Так вот, Раф, какое мое отношение? Я должен постоянно
ходить. I need to put the food out everywhere. I don't understand if he enjoys it, if he is eating the food. What's the correct attitude? I have to want him to be next to me, want him to be free. You need to hear what the wise ones say. That just like an antelope that runs and looks backwards, and the Creator that runs away and looks backwards to check if we are following Him, if we are running after Him. And don't build for yourself any other pictures. They specifically discuss about this frame. I want to give you an example. And if you try to fantasize about other things, then it will no longer fit that you want to
hug it and feed it. The Creator doesn't need that. He doesn't need that. He needs the attitude that you run after Him. And you recognize in Him that He constantly shifts His head to the back to make sure that you're following Him. According to that, He relates to you. That's it. Nothing else.
German 3.
Guten Morgen, Rav. Guten Morgen, Weltli. Ich habe eine Frage bezüglich dem Gebet. Den Kabbalisten schreiben, dass das Gebet ist als Werkzeug für unsere Arbeit. Und Dankbarkeit ist ein Teil von Gebet oder ein Art des Gebets oder Dankbarkeit befinde ich, wenn ich dass ich gut fühle.
A question about the prayer. When do I feel gratitude to the Creator? I feel it when I feel myself good. I have a good feeling. Is that when I feel gratitude?
He needs to be connected to the Creator in the good and in the bad, such that there is no difference how in his ego he feels the differences from good to bad, from bad to good. Above that, he needs to be in above how he feels. And what he feels, it doesn't matter. Okay? Turkey 4.
Rob, can we say that in each concealment, Creator prepares us for greater revelation? So we should be grateful in concealment that He is preparing us for greater revelation.
First of all, to overcome the concealment and to reach as much as possible to connection.
And
then according to that, you'll be able to be grateful. He cannot be in concealment and in bad and cry, and along with that, to be grateful.
I also read in some article that righteous one calls for the Creator, and Creator says to him, "Is this the place that you called me in?" So I understand from this excerpt that we should prepare our heart for the Creator, and how can I go to Creator, the man with a big vessel, with a big desire?
Continue along the path and don't disconnect. In all of these states, they have to eventually unite into one kli, one vessel. And this is how it'll be.
35.
Thank you. We try to connect, and I feel the Creator awakens the will to receive, and there is a possibility of making a leap together, but each time, again, I don't understand what to do correctly in those states. Speak to the friends. Try to connect, unite with them together. And see that you arrive at certain decisions more practical than you yourself can arrive at.
PT 31.
How is the Creator's attitude like a gazelle who looks back? How is that expressed? How do we see it? To that a person feels that the Creator escapes and
sees that the state that he is now in, the darkness, that too comes from the Creator. And this is what the Creator focuses him on. It is called that the Creator runs away, escapes, but turns his head backwards. Okay, Moshe, one more.
Excerpt number 15. All the illness that I placed in Egypt, I will not place on you, for I, the Lord, am your healer. Our sages ask, if I do not place the illness, why is the need for a healer? We should interpret that since I am the healer, why should I place on you an illness, if I must heal the illness? What do I gain by placing an illness? It must be as a punishment. And if I must heal the illness, what kind of punishment is it? It is as though I work for nothing. For this reason, I will not place illness upon you. And what you think is illness, you are wrong about it. Rather, all the states you feel, if you attribute them to me, are all corrections by which you will approach me in adhesion.
Read again, it's such a beautiful excerpt.
Again, all the illnesses that I had placed on Egypt, I will not place on you, for I, the Lord, am your healer. Our sages ask, if I do not place the illness, what is the need for a healer? We should interpret that since I am the healer, why should I place on you an illness if I must heal the illness? What do I gain by placing an illness? It must be as a punishment. And if I must heal the illness, what kind of punishment is it? It is as though I work for nothing. For this reason, I will not place illness upon you. And what you think is illness, you are wrong about it. Rather, all the states you feel, if you attribute them to me, are all corrections by which you will approach me in adhesion.
Precisely, when the Creator sends a person suffering, concerns, confusion, and so on, in that, He draws the person near Him. And that's how we get adhesion. And there is no other way. Of course, it's talking about people who are in connection with the friends and the Creator and are able to receive all of these things and to be together with these excerpts and draw each closer to the Creator. Okay? Let's take number 16. We need to hasten a little bit.
Excerpt 16. Men shall not live on bread alone, but on what proceeds out of the mouth of the Lord. This means that the life of Kedusha, of holiness, in a person does not come specifically from drawing closer, meaning from entries, meaning admissions into holiness, but also from the exits, from the removals. This is so because through the dressing of the Sitra Acha in one's body and its claims, she is all mine, with a just argument, one is awarded permanent faith by overcoming these states.
This means that one should dedicate everything to the Creator. That is, that even the exits stem from Him. When He is rewarded, He sees that both the exits and the entries were all from Him. Again, man shall not live on bread alone, but on what proceeds out of the mouth of the Lord. This means that the life of holiness in a person does not come specifically from drawing closer, from entries, meaning admissions into holiness, but also from the exits, from the removals. This is so because through the dressing of the sitra acha in one's body, and it claims she is all mine, with a just argument, one is awarded permanent faith by overcoming these states. This means that one should dedicate everything to the Creator, that is, that even the exits stem from Him. And when he is rewarded, he sees that both the exits and the entries were all from him.
Yes. Clear excerpt. If there is any questions, PT 29.
In excerpt 15 it says, but all the states that you feel, if you relate them to me, they are all corrections that by which you will approach me in adhesion. What does it mean to attribute everything to the Creator?
And
if at some point the Creator cannot attribute something to the Creator, what happens then?
If he can't, then he can't, then there is no connection. But if he's able to at least take effort to attribute everything to the Creator, then this is the way that he advances. Every state that can bring him closer to the Creator, to say that it is from him and he draws near it, then this is his path. Spain 1.
Buenos días, Rav. Mi pregunta es,
good day.
El alma se adquiere o se
soul.
Gracias, Rav.
Is something that you acquire or you meet or that is revealed?
Neshama ze ratzon.
Soul is a corrected desire within a person that was the desire to receive, and a person through his effort and the light that reforms, and this desire turned into in order to bestow. This is why it's called a point of godliness above, or a soul. It's called a soul because there is nefesh ruach neshama, chaya, and yechida. Nefesh ruach neshama we can attain through our work that the Creator is giving us. These lights, chaya and yechida, are already above that. We'll clarify later. Last question, Florida.
Thank you, Rob. Previous article, when he talked about we don't know what illness really is, or we're mistaken. So my question is, okay, what's illness according to Kabbalah?
According to the wisdom of Kabbalah? According to the wisdom of Kabbalah, a disease is everything that interferes with a right connection with the Creator. Moshe, women.
Let's go to women's questions.
Ita 8.
Katuv Chayma Shchuchita
8. It's written, fury poured out on him. What is fury? How is it expressed?
Whatever disconnects a person from the Creator. Next.
How to interpret this fury, positively or negatively?
Disconnects them, a person, from the Creator.
From Mark 29. What efforts should we make in order to fight and resist the fury poured out on him?
Only to connect with the friends and to turn to the Creator to correct the connection between her.
From Darom 10. I understand that the disturbances show me that I am inside my will to receive. But is there another specific thing I can learn from the disturbances about the image of the Creator?
Only to invert every disturbance to connection, that towards my ego this state is called disturbance, and towards the will to bestow it will be called connection.
West 2. What does the Creator give a person with a mighty hand and a fury? What is the reason the Creator doesn't let a person into the king's palace after one or two attempts?
No, he can't allow just by effort. There is no try here. Here needs to be a vessel that is corrected in something to the very degree that he has corrected himself, that spiritual degree, and then he enters. There is no here trial and yes and no. It doesn't work like that. There is a law of equivalence of form. Whatever I reach equivalence of four to, that degree I can enter in spirituality. Next.
Kiev 3. Where is that button so I could change my attitude towards reality? Can I force myself to enter the group?
Of course that a group you can enter with strength to enter the 10 and connect with the friends, despite not wanting. Otherwise, I have no chance to reach spirituality. Spirituality, we reach in the group.
Can it change my attitude to the Creator when I forcefully place myself in the group?
Yes. We insert ourselves with great effort to the group, and through this we get nearer to the Creator.
Except 14, it says, seek the Lord when He's found, meaning when the Creator presents Himself to you for asking, then you will necessarily seek Him, for it is the man's way to move first. Who's man here?
Usually it's the Creator.
Next. 52. Should the prayer for connection be in great effort, truly in inner war, or should it be flowing with whatever's happening?
Effort for connection needs to be higher than the regular flow, and we need to actively search what new ways, more tight, precise, we are able to advance in.
Six. Why don't I feel with the heart and understand with the head when I'm in the lesson?
There are times here and there, sometimes we ascend, sometimes we descend. And for each state, there is its own reason. It's important for us in every state to progress onwards.
Moscow 4. What's the meaning that a person is worthy of permanent faith?
It means that he is in some level in bestowal with his friends. And then it can be that between them rests the light of Emunah, the light of Chasadim.
That's everything.
Women?
Can
we move to the next section?
And first we'll sing a song together.
When every word has turned to dust, there's nothing more to do. Ashes of our hearts, we're standing before you. There's nowhere left for us to run, no more lies to hold on to. After every song has been sung, it's only you that we will turn to. והיום אנו קוראים אליך בהיותך קרוב. היום אנו דורשים אותך, למדנו לאהוב. והיום אנו קוראים אליך בהיותך קרוב.
Сегодня пред тобой, знающий все тайны. Тонким устремлением души молимся отчаянно. Мы все стоим сегодня пред тобой и желаем быть как ты. Исполнены любви, красоты, доброты, чистоты.